Good show, Nina. Everyone, welcome around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining and supporting this show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914, and our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please. So everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Yay! Miss Nina's back, everybody. Yay! Damn, I missed her. But anyway, she's back with us. And also, I wanted to say thank you to Nina. Thank you to Heather and Anna for being in the chat room today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's see. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, which I told you, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. And we do readings from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you are not ready for a reading, we ask that you do subscribe to the website. As I stated on Sunday, we will have a newsletter coming out, but it doesn't start till January. But anyway, if you subscribe to the website, then you'll get the free newsletter. And also, besides subscribing, please donate on the website. That helps me and Miss Nina out to continue to give you our excellent service to the audience. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Monday night. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. All right. Oh, and by the way, you know, we do birthdays on Sunday, and Nina probably will be, you know, does hers on Monday. If you have an announcement, a birthday, job promotion, a baby coming, or maybe you're celebrating an anniversary, please let us know. You can contact Nina on Facebook and me. Just shoot us a message. We have a page, the Essence of Success Network, and we'll announce it on Sunday's show. Okay, so we appreciate that. Now, without further ado, let me bring in Miss Nina. Hello.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm not quite sure what to do anymore. It's been so long. Thank you for welcoming me back, Lennis. I hope you all enjoy what I have to say to you tonight. Just a little bit of a warning. You now have two Saturday nights on the show. There's no more Sunday morning. Sorry. She's gone, gone, gone. So you're in deep trouble, people. No, just kidding. But yeah, Saturday night is coming out more and more. Yeah, full moon's on Wednesday, and Wednesday is also my sister-in-law's Sue's 59th birthday. Ha ha, Sue, one more year, and then you're old like me. other than think, yeah, that's it for this week for me. I don't think there's anything more other than I want to say thank you to my grandkids and my daughter-in-law for coming over yesterday. We celebrated Thanksgiving 2 weeks late for the Canadian Thanksgiving because I was gone to Jasper for Thanksgiving, which is in the Rockies, in case you don't know. And last weekend, I was at convention for my Oil Wives Club, which I had to actually do things this year because I'm president of our club. Yeah, it was kind of, what can I say? I had to go to all the meetings and actually pay attention. Oh, man. But anyway, I'm back, for better or for worse. I guess you're about to find out.
Also, I have two more birthdays. I forgot my cousin John in Portland and Brian. I forgot to holler that out there. Yes. I'm laughing, y'all, because I'm always a shoot from the hip. You're going to be surprised tonight. So anyway, one more announcement. That's right. On Wednesday, now, we got a series going with this gentleman, Mr. Harry Petsanis. He's been on the show before, and his book is now out, and I invited him to come back. So he's going to be on twice a month, which is the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 6 p.m. This will go on to the end of December. If we do it in January, him and I and Nina have to get together and see how we're going to do, proceed on or what. But anyway, so the 2nd and 4th, and just to give you a little information about him, the essence of success is... there we go. The Essence of Success Radio Network is elated to have Mr. Harry Petsanis as our special guest twice a month, which is the 2nd and 4th Wednesday, as I stated, of the month, at 6 p.m. in the evening, or 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And it will be Conversations with Harry Petsanis. Phone numbers are the same, all that, it has not changed. He will be discussing about the human psyche and also our perceptions of how we look at things. Now, his book is called The Truth is a Lie, and he has a website, but I'll tell you what, I tried before the show, and I don't know, it didn't go through. He's on Facebook. If you put in there Harry Petsanis, P-E-T-S-A-N-I-S, on his page, he'll have more information, of course, about, because he has two books, actually. The one I'm reading right now is The Truth is a Lie. But, you know, you can find out more information and also ask him questions. So, anyway, that will start on Wednesday. Friday's still the same, Friday traffic jams. This week I'm doing jazz, just to let you know ahead of time. Feel like some smooth jazz. Kick back and make a fire in the fireplace and have a glass of wine. Okay, so we're going to do prayers. Nina, did you have any more announcements before I do prayers?
Well, yeah, in regards to the glass of wine, could we make it a bottle?
Oh, sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, right then.
Okay, well, we're going to do the karmic prayer, which is really good timing since Wednesday is the full moon. And two things. Yesterday I said it was the new moon. I'm sorry, I was wrong. As Nina said, 24th is a full moon, so my bad. And also I forgot to thank Heather for helping me yesterday in the chat room. So, Heather, thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you and Anna for being here. Okay, we release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically from our past, our present, and our future, and from the earth, moon, and sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Okay, and this is a financial prayer. Make it happen here and now in this timeline. Something great is about to happen to us. The vibration and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher selves gives us financial abundance in cash. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Energies, vibrations, and dimensions are opening everywhere. Right now. Thank you, so be it, our will be done. And that's it for the prayers. So we ready to get started?
Sure, why not?
Okay. All right, our first call up is area code 949. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Selena.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
My name is Selena.
Hi, Selena. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thank you. I have a question. I had a little dispute with my boyfriend yesterday. Actually, we've been dating for the past 10 months and been getting along quite well, but we had a little dispute yesterday. I just want to move forward, move past it, and it wasn't major, but at the same time, it makes you think, and moving forward, how do you work things out and stuff? So how do you see us resolving that and going forward?
Okay, Selena, what's his first name?
His name is Drew.
Okay, that's all we need. Thank you. Does he have a pot belly?
No.
I'm trying to be. Oh, okay. No, I see a man standing there, and he's got a big stomach. You know what? I'm gonna let Miss Nina do it. Come on, you got to practice. Get back in this and do it. So, what do you see from Miss Selena and Drew?
If you haven't talked about it, the angels are telling me, they're jumping up and down. They're almost hitting me. They're telling me you guys need to talk.
Oh, we plan to talk tonight.
Okay.
It
well,
just happened yesterday.
I wouldn't get upset about it then. If you plan on talking about it already, I wouldn't worry too much. It will be easily resolved by just sitting down, talking, and listening to each other. And that's the
okay.
key thing, listen. Without getting, please try not. One of you has got a very short temper.
That would be him.
Just talk to him first and say, I know that maybe talking about this, you may be upset, but let's try and talk it through without tempers being raised. So keep your voice down. Don't raise your voice at all. And hopefully he will do the same thing. They're telling me if he raises his voice for you to walk away until he can talk in a quieter voice. Nothing is resolved. Nothing's resolved by yelling. And you both need to listen to each other.
Yes.
But this is easily fixed. Just a little.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, we get along. I mean, the connection's there. It's just that. It just concerns me when, his outburst, it was just like out of the blue, instead of just talking about it in a calm voice, maybe because he was tired or whatever. So I just want to know when moving forward,
sometimes it happens. Hubby and I have been married for 44 years, and there are times, and I'm going to say it's me, where I lose my cool and raise my voice on him, where he really doesn't deserve it. And, sometimes I have to walk away and put myself in time out because the temper seems to get raised a little bit. But, just maybe sit down and just talk about it. And if you find that you guys can't talk, write a letter, write a note, do something. But, I see you guys moving forward in a great relationship if you can get past this.
Right.
Well, there you go. And the only thing I picked up was watch your triggers. You know what I mean? Trigger words that would cause him to, flip. So the communication with Nina said is very correct. But just watch the angels are telling me, just watch your triggers. Watch the words that you say that'll trigger some emotion that shouldn't.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right. You're most welcome, and you have a wonderful week, young lady, and thanks for calling. All right. Next caller is area code 612. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay.
I should ask, how are you?
Oh, we're fine. Go ahead, woman.
Okay.
We're great. How are you doing? I feel a reluctance there. What's going on?
I am wondering if I'm going to graduate with a degree from school or not.
Why would you think you wouldn't graduate with a degree? Are you having problems with your grades or your professors?
I'm having a class that's kind of challenging.
Can you get
a tutor?
I don't
know if, not in this
class,
no, they don't have to tutor for
that. Oh, they don't have tutors? Do they have mentors?
Not for that class.
Oh, do you know anybody that might have taken that class prior to you that you could talk to about it?
No, I could talk to the teacher again to look into it more.
Okay, they're telling me, the angels are telling me to tell you to do your research. Now, I have no idea why they're telling me to tell you that, but they're saying do your research. Make sure you are thorough with your research.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they're telling me, and they're very adamant about it. So make sure you are thorough with your research, and you will be just fine. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
I got tutor.
Thank you.
So someone is going to help you with that class. I mean, you know, help you to pass that class. I see a C+.
Okay.
That's what's in front of my face right now. So you're going to pass it. But, yeah, you need a little bit of help. But, yeah, you'll be okay. I'm not seeing nothing bad. Me either, Nina.
Well, I will get the degree.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're most welcome, young lady, and you have a wonderful week, and congratulations on your degree. All right, next. I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
I'm just going to say that we're telling you you're going to get your degree, but that doesn't mean you get to slough off. You still have to work at it, because if you decide to change the course or change the course you're on right now, it won't happen. So just remember to study, do your research, and continue with your work, because if you slough off, you'll be in trouble.
There you go.
That's all.
Okay, also, I've been doing this, Nina, so let me just, I just want to say welcome to 914-404-862-310-610-772 to the show. Okay. Next caller, area code 914, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. How are
Hi,
you?
Maria.
Hi, Maria.
I'm gonna do a travel in December. You see if I'm gonna be okay by my training.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Say the question again, Maria. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I say I'm gonna go on a trip in December. You see, is it going to be okay about finance?
Oh, is your finances going to be better by December? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm going to travel.
Okay. Yes, looks like your daughter's going to help you out. You're traveling, or you're going to be traveling.
Yes.
But I see your daughter helping you out. So, yeah, your finances will improve. Whatever that was heavy on your heart or worried about, it's going to be okay. She's going to step up to the plate and help you. What are you getting, Miss Nina?
It's okay, Maria. I don't know. There seems to be something, I'm not sure what, but something's standing in the way. Paperwork or something. Is there some paperwork you have to do right now?
If it was, yeah. No.
Yeah. No, there's no paperwork? Okay. I see paperwork. That's what I'm picking up. There's some kind of paperwork you have to do. Maybe it's got something to do with your passport. I'm not sure. But there is some kind of paperwork that you need to correct. But your finances will be okay.
Good. Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, maybe my daughter, she's going to get a job? Or?
Yes.
Yes. Because she's going to be able to help you. Yes. Uh-huh.
Going to get a job soon?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Probably. You're welcome, Maria. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Next caller, Eric. Don't forget to push 1 and get into the queue. I see some calls have dropped and went down to the bottom. They were at the top. So push 1 and get in the queue. Okay, area code 404. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Linus. This is Shanithia.
Hi, Shanithia. What's going on, young lady?
Hi. I was calling about my finances. Do you see my finances picking up by December, because I have to move. My mom pressuring me to move now. Well, all of her kids now. So do you see my finances picking up in order for me to move?
Yes. You may have to forego Christmas. If you forego Christmas, you will have money by the end of December to move 1st of January. You'll have the money to put down on an apartment and move by January 1st, or, right after New Year's. But, yes. But I see that because the money that you need, you got it no Christmas this year for you. Your money is being applied and focused on your moving. That's your priority.
Yes, that's definitely what I'm picking up.
Yeah, but you'll have the money. You will have the money if you don't do Christmas. Act like a Jehovah's Witness. No offense, Jehovah's Witness people, but, they don't celebrate holidays, so I'm just saying. Act like that you're not celebrating this year because your main focus is to get your own place, and you need that money. Then to spend it on people just for one day. You're looking at your life, not one day.
Right. So you definitely see me moving in around January?
You'll be moving, yeah. You should be in your new place in January. With you not celebrating Christmas, that's 2 weeks extra money for you, which will help you a lot with your, I don't know where you live. Some do first and last and deposit or first month and deposit, but you will have the money to do that. Yeah.
Okay,
so
will
that's
I
your
be
Christmas
okay?
Yes.
Will I be okay, far as, my finances, when I move into the place, will I be okay? Will I be safe?
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Really, my concern is I had just got out of a relationship that was kind of it wasn't bad, but it was kind of making me, a little standoffish from him because he would try to come through my windows and stuff, and when we talked, the last time we did speak, he was like, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find out where you are. Even though I told the guy, hey, we not going to be together. But I did kind of linger him on a little bit, but I cut it off. But that's what creeps me out. I don't want him being around the place.
Now, you can do a TRO, right?
He doesn't care.
He can't trust. Okay. Because if you ever feel threatened and you don't feel like you can take care of it, then you take it to the next level. Get some protection for yourself. Right?
Okay.
So if he's saying these kind of things to you, that disturbs me. So that's why I'm saying you might want to get a no trespass.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So if he comes around, you can call the police. They'll make him leave and tell him he can't be within your vicinity of 5 miles or whatever, you know, where you're at. He can't be there. And then that helps you. And that also lets him know that you're not playing about this. It's a done deal. You're done. There's no going
okay.
back. It's
okay.
And for your sake, Shanitha, I hope that you are.
Uh-huh.
You put the devil out. Don't let him come back. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. You better than that, Lenny. You got a purpose here on this earth. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lannis. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Check in with me and Miss Nina from time to time. Let us know how you're doing. But you should, 1st of January, you should have a truck, and you're moving into your apartment.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye.
Self-preservation is number one, girlfriend. You got to take care of yourself first. That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, honey. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. And be sure and push 1 so you can get in the queue. All righty. All right, next caller, 862. You're on the air with Lenis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tierra.
Hi, Sierra. Oh, my goodness. What's wrong, girl? You got my heart
hurting. I'm just calling. Well, you're probably picking up. I have a date, and he's starting to get on my nerves before I go. So I'm like, I'm trying to see if I'm going to still go. But he's a little aggravating, which is making me think a little more. But I have an interview in another state, and I just it's the first part of the interview process, and I want to know if this was the right position for me, and it's on the 29th or 30th, I can't remember.
Oh, okay. I'll give that to Nina. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Why are you hesitating about this?
Because I have to find a way to get out there. So I'm going to have to find funds to catch a plane out there.
You know, I feel in one way that you want the new job, but then you're thinking about the distance once you get there. That must be your hesitancy. You're not ready to move out of state yet?
No, I am. It's just that financial, I can buy the money, you know, get a couple of people, but I just wanted to make sure it's worth my while. Like, you know, if I spend, you know, $400 for a round trip or, you know, being that I'm already on a budget, is it going to be worth it?
Okay, what state is it?
In Cali.
What state? Okay.
California.
Yeah, it's like once it happens, you got to be ready to go. If you flew out there Wednesday for the interview and they said, okay, you're going to start next Monday, it's like you got to go now. You got to get it together and go now, get your apartment
Definitely.
Out there, whatever. Yeah, it's going to happen really fast.
He told me like the written test is at the end of the month, but they don't have any like for like the interviews. The second part would be, like, in January. So, I mean, that would give me enough time to get everything, but everything is on a whim. You know, if you – it's like, okay, you can move out your place, but then you just waiting in limbo, you know? So.
Miss Nina?
What I'm picking up is, yeah, it could be a good job for you. But I'm also going to tell you, do not give up going and interviewing for other jobs. Okay?
Okay.
Because, I'm picking up there's something else out there that you
yeah,
want.
I see
two. Yeah, I do too. And there, it's something else,
yep.
And it could be better for you. I'm not saying it is, but it could be depending on your frame of mind.
Okay. So do you feel like altogether, like Cali is the move?
I'm seeing two jobs in the area where you live now, in the state that you're in right now. And I think that's what Nina's picking up too. It can happen
yeah.
in California, but I think with Nina and I feel like it would be more conducive maybe for you to stay there and work in another position or maybe move to another city, you know, like if you're in Atlanta, move to Savannah for this job. You know, you're still
yeah,
the same state but a different city.
Yeah, no, I see you. There's two jobs where you are now. That I think for now would be great for you. I don't think mentally you're ready to move to California.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm picking up on. I think that's the hesitancy that I'm picking up on is that you are not mentally ready to go to California. It would be great, and I think I'm pretty sure you would do a good job. But I think you would be leaving some things behind that you have to clean up first.
Yeah,
am I making any sense?
Yeah, you are. I just get anxious to leave where I've been at for a couple of years. So I was going to relocate because it's time to move where I'm at right now. And every time, you know, every day I dream of being where I was originally living, which was in
mm-hmm.
Georgia. And then I'm like,
validation.
Okay. Yep. Okay, there you go.
But I'm in New York right now.
Okay, but you know what? You start moving towards that goal. That's where you want to be. So move towards it. That's the hesitation I'm picking up on. You need to be back there, and that's where your heart is and where your head is. That's where you need to be. Not in California. You're going in the opposite direction, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Your energy is the East Coast, not the West. I'm going to tell you right now, that's where your energy is.
Yeah.
So anything along that Eastern Seaboard is good for you. But Atlanta stood out. So I said it, now Nina did too. So think about that. Check out Atlanta and see what's going on down there. Atlanta's a hub for a lot of things, but I would check them out first.
Okay.
You know, you might just do a whole lot better than you think and surprise yourself.
I just have to apply for certain jobs because there's nothing like a no offer anything yet. But I don't know where to apply because I worked at certain jobs down here, and I didn't like it. That's why I left. So I wouldn't even know what to apply to support myself down here because I knew I'd already been here, tried it, like been here for 10 years.
Okay. Well, then California bound that you are. But just remember, your energy is east, not west.
No. I like Atlanta, but I'm saying as far as employment, what I would be doing as far as making a living. No, I love living down there. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, between now and when you want to move, start looking at job applications and apartments or whatever in Atlanta or right outside Atlanta, one of the suburbs. But yeah,
okay.
Yep. Okay. You'll be fine. So
okay.
I would stay on the east side. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no matter where you go, you'll be fine. But your heart belongs in Georgia. So, girlfriend, if your heart belongs there, you belong.
I think it's because it's my ex-boyfriend. I don't think we ever really I think that's probably what it is because it's somebody that I love that lives down here.
No, it's more than that. I'm picking up more than that. So, yeah, you know what? You better sit down and just really think about your future and think about where you want to be, because, yeah, you're coming across all jumbled, and, yeah, it's like a bouncing ball. So
yeah.
Sit down and figure out what.
Yeah, it's between the down south and then the west. Because I know I always like to have a new adventure, because I know I've been here, done that, and I left it for that reason. But I just got to see where I'll be working. Down there, I don't know what I would I don't know what to apply to.
Well,
that's why you have
to
look up in the paper. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you have to decide what you want to do, and you know best what careers you should be going after. But anyway, sweetheart, call us again on Sunday or next Monday. We got to move on to the next caller.
Okay.
Thank you, Sierra, for calling, and have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. All right, next call, area code 310. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello.
Yes, hi, Linus. This is
hi.
Susan.
Hi. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just kind of wondering if you guys, I've been applying for a few positions. I wanted to see if you see me getting something different.
Heck yeah, man, that came across quick. You're like the hurricane. Oh, my God. You're moving like a hurricane, like, whoop, I'm gone. Talk to the hand.
Good.
Yeah, you're definitely moving to a new job. I think the universe is pushing you that way, and that's probably why I see it so fierce. That's funny. I mean, you're just like a hurricane, taking the world by the shoulders and whoop, this is me who I am. Take me as I am. I got this. I love your confidence.
I just bought a new suit, so I hope it's going to work for me.
Yeah. Well, I see good things. What about you, Miss Nina?
I see good things, but seems to be some kind of, I don't know what it is, but there's something in the way. Leonard said you're moving like a hurricane. I see an anchor in there somewhere. Now, why do I see an anchor? What's holding you back?
Yeah, that's holding.
Relationship? I don't know. No, not at all. Non-existent. So, no, I think it's just, I really love the people that I work with. I don't like who I'm working for, and I'm not believing in the system that I'm working in now. It's gone a different direction, and it's not cool. So, I'm sad about having to leave people that I really enjoy working with and have established relationships with, and that's about all that's really holding me back.
That's what it, as soon as you started talking, that gave me clarity. You're right, that's what's holding me back. And
I was filling out the applications and crying this weekend, but I know I need to do it.
And that's what I sense. I could see that. I could feel something pulling you down, and wasn't quite sure what it was. Now I know for sure. You realize that even if you do leave this position, these people will still be your friends.
Yes.
So, girlfriend, go forward, do what's right for you, and those friendships will blossom even more.
Yeah.
I hope so. But I'm applying for something out of state, so that's the only thing is the separation.
You know what? Distance doesn't matter, not with friends.
That's true.
Put it this way. Lennis lives in Washington State, and I live up in Alberta, Canada. You think that stops our friendship? Uh-uh.
No.
No, ma'am.
I hear you.
No, ma'am. You'll do good, Susan. But the universe is pushing you in the direction for a change. So that's why I saw it as a hurricane. It's just, I mean, when you start applying and the first couple of companies that call you back, you're gone. I mean, you know, you'll have a choice to make, but it's that soon. It's like it's just it's winding up now because your mind is there and that's the direction you want to go. But once you say, this is it, okay, yeah, I've got a choice of three or two or whatever, and you go in for the interview, you get the job, you're gone. You know, it's that quick. It won't take you long at all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I already started, like, clearing out stuff in my closets this weekend. That's kind of how I'm, like, feeling. Like, I have to clear things out because I've got to pack. That kind of feeling.
Yep.
Crazy. Okay, well, thanks for the validation. I so appreciate that.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for calling. And have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you. Okay, next caller, area code 610. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, Linus. Hello, Miss Nina. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm okay. I had a quick question.
Okay.
Surrounding, I guess, a family member, my nephew. I'm pretty worried about him because he is, again, in jail. You know, he was apparently picked up last night, and, you know, he's young, and I'm very, very worried about him, you know, and his future, his life.
First thing is he needs to believe in himself. He's a follower, not a leader, and that's his downside. Am I correct? Like, his peers can influence him.
A lot of people can influence him, except his family, of course.
I'm sorry?
I said a lot of people can influence him, except his family, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I felt, like he was a follower, not a leader, and so he's influenced by his peers, where, you know, like, man, let's go do this or blah, 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 instead of him turning around like, I'm not getting involved, he'll go along with it, knowing that it's wrong. So it just, he needs to get balanced. That's his problem. He needs to get balanced there. You know.
Okay. Sonia, how many times has he been in jail? I'm sorry?
How many times has he been in jail?
Well, this will be the second time.
Okay, I saw that. All right. He's going down a very dark path, and I think it's time that you and the whole family do the tough love thing with him. Don't bail him out. Don't help him out.
No, we have never. Right. We have never bailed him out. So.
Yeah, well, I think you just need to distance yourself from him, all of you. And hopefully he'll feel that what he's doing is wrong, because he's hanging with the wrong people. I see three or four people that he's hanging around with that are very bad influences on him. He needs to get away from that crowd of people. And I think by the angels are just, oh man, they're getting really excited. They're telling me that tough love is the only way to go. He needs to feel like he's in a hole, a black hole. That the decisions he's making are wrong, and he needs to pull himself out of this.
Okay. I mean, we've been trying to help him, even giving him a home to live, and of course he didn't want to live with any of us because he would have to go by rules. And, you know, he doesn't want to deal with any rules. He wants to wake up the time he wants to wake up, and now we even try finding him a job. So, you know, so you can have a job, you go to your job every day, and you kind of stay out of trouble that way. Well, he would work off and on, and that was it, you know. nothing really permanent, and he wanted to live on his own. I guess this friend, that friend. Last time we heard, he was living in a tent somewhere. And I'm like, you have a place to stay. You know that, right? That is no way to live. So that's what it has been. He hasn't, you know, he didn't. Now he calls. Now he's ready to come back and live. And he can't stand it in there. It's cold in there. It's this, it's that. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but one of my other family members did. And I'm like, this is like the same story. I mean, I feel terrible because he's so young.
How old
is
he?
This is not what he's 20. This is not what I wanted for him. And I just pray, you know, I feel terrible. I feel very bad, you know. So.
It's not your choice. This is his choice.
No.
He made these choices. You have to step back, and all of you need to step back and not help him. That's why you're enabling him to do what he's doing. You always,
no,
he gets into trouble. He's called. So what if
we never.
Him? No,
we
wait.
Never bail him out.
Well, if he's living in a tent, that's his choice. Let him live in a tent until he can grow up and man up to what he's supposed to do. Stay out of his life. Told you Saturday night was coming out, Lena.
I was going to say, too, not to enable him, because he's a follower. He needs to become a leader and know that he's better than that, because you're right. I see him, too, Nina, at least three guys. That's how I was telling her. His peers are the one that's bringing him down. He's going along with the okey-doke. So, and not enabling him is not so much getting him out to jail. Enabling him, like, ooh, auntie, can I get $20 or $25? You know, my friends are coming by, blah, blah. Nope. Well, auntie, can I use a car just to run a store? Nope. You're grown now.
No, I would never trust him with my car,
No, but I'm saying this is just a form of enabling how, families do that, or cousins, you know. They do that, but he needs to learn, like Nina said, he needs to learn. And sometimes it's like when people have a hard life or go through a lot of stuff, you know, they cry out, oh, God, 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 why is this happening to me? And you fall to your knees and pray for help. Well, now it's at that point when it don't have to be at that point. You could have been praying for a positive life or good things to happen for
right.
me or whatever. Now you're at do or die.
Do you see,
God,
like,
help me.
Do you guys see, like how long he's going to stay in jail and, like, by when he's going to turn his life around?
He's not going to
no.
turn it around as long as the guys are always going to be there for him, telling him, you do have a house to come to. You don't have to live in a tent. Yes, he does have to live in a tent until he maps out. So you all need to back off. He needs to make those choices himself. If he has to stay in jail for a while, so be it. Maybe he'll learn
something. You see how long he'll be staying there?
No, because I didn't ask that.
No, I don't.
I didn't ask the angels that. I was asking about him as an individual. The angel just told me, repeat third time, repeat third time. So he's going back again. See? Nina was just saying, enable. The angels are telling me, repeat third time. So he's going back another time before he learns his lesson.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pray for him. Pray for him that,
I do
that
because the thing
God
is I'm
will
worried
open
that,
his mind, his eyes.
Something bad is going to happen to him, you know, like get shot or something, and I'll get beat up or end up in a hospital
or something worse. Stop. Don't put that out
yeah.
there in the universe. What are you doing? Don't put that out there on that child. Just say that you hope he turns around, that nothing does happen. Let's not put words like that out there in the universe. I'm sorry, I'm protective of children, so, and your words matter. That's thought, that's energy. So, no.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So,
all right.
Keep in touch with us and let us know how the young man is doing, okay? And we'll be praying
okay.
for him, too. All right, thank you. Have a good week. Okay, next caller, area code 857. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hi, Linus. Hi, Miss Nina. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
Good. This is Lisa.
I thought that was you. It sounded like your voice. How you doing, young lady?
I'm good, and thank you for calling me young. I appreciate that.
Of course.
My question is that I haven't been honest with myself in regards to a situation, in regards to a man. I've been forcing myself because I've always been taught that you have to like everybody. And I've been forcing myself to like someone and, you know, be available whenever they need you because it's the godly thing to do. But deep down inside of me, I'm not going to be available to them, and I don't like them.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. At least you've come to that agreement, Lisa. And you know what? Love of self comes first before love of others.
It's not like I hate them. I just don't. And it's okay for me. I've always had problems saying it's okay not to like people. For some reason, I've always felt that it wasn't. You have to love everybody. You have to like everybody, and that's why I've always put myself in these situations.
No,
you don't need to.
No.
Yeah,
that, I know I we all like, have to have the love of God, you know, to love everybody.
Yeah.
But you don't have to like them, right?
Yeah.
You may love them from afar, from a distance, but that don't mean that you like their behavior or their personality, what they're doing. So, yeah, but let me just say this real quick. I learned a very, it could have been tragic, but a hard lesson about being nice because I was raised that way too. To always treat people nice, show your respect, and blah, blah. And it was ingrained into me until it became almost my life. So I'm telling you, don't feel bad about that. It's like, you know what? It's either me or you, and I love me. So guess what?
Yes.
See ya.
Yes. And that's what I feel. I'm like, what is it about this person that I want them around? I'm like, be honest. Really be honest with yourself. I really don't like them. I don't find them nice. I don't find them thoughtful. They're selfish. I don't like them. And I have to tell myself, it's okay. It's okay that you don't like them. It's okay. It's okay to say, you know what? No, this isn't a fit, and I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you anything where I need to be nice to you.
Self-preservation is number one.
Yes. And I'm learning that. I'm like, I owe you absolutely nada, nothing, nothing. And I love that now. It's like, this is freeing for me. It's freeing.
That's right. And keep telling yourself that.
Just keep telling yourself that.
I'm better than this.
I am.
You know, don't forget y'all are all queens. And if there's any men in there, you're all kings. So remember that. You're a queen first.
Yes. I'm like, I deserve a better friend. I deserve a better person than you. I was like, I don't like your personality. I don't like you. You know, I just don't. I don't have to be mean or anything, but I don't like you.
Lisa.
You know, and it's okay. Lisa. You know, God's not going to strike me down.
Lisa.
Yes,
Lisa.
Yes, ma'am.
What's his first name? What's his first name?
My first name?
No, his first name. The person you don't like.
It's Alan.
Okay. So, Alan, can you hear this? Lisa doesn't like you. Stay away from her.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Put that out in the universe. She can't stand your funky ass, so leave her alone and don't come around her. Don't talk to her. Don't say nothing to her. And God, make it so. Make it so that he don't never dot her doorstep or her phone or nothing again.
Yes. I'm in agreement. Because everything has changed for me. My personality, how I deal with people, my coworkers, everything has gotten better, lighter, freer. I'm not carrying around a lot of anger and bitterness. It's changed. I'm like, I've changed. And I see how my coworkers and my friends and my family, I see how they interact with me. It's so much better. I'm like, what has changed?
Go.
And what has changed is the fact that I have not been in his energy and I have not allowed him in mine. That's the difference. And I noticed
you've become awakened, Lisa.
Yes.
You're awakened.
I have to have a brief conversation with him. I cannot engage with him. I cannot engage long with him. It has to be a yes or a no answer, and I'm out. If my energy mixes with him, I become confused. I become confused.
Well, there you go. There you go.
So it's got to be quick and fast. It's got to be a yes and a no, and I'm out. And if we have to be in the same room together, I have to make sure I'm far in another area. But everything has to be brief. I cannot engage with him.
All right. Was that your question? Should I engage with him?
Yes.
The answer is no.
No. Yes.
The answer is
thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Hell
lady.
No.
Thank you.
Say it like this. Hell no.
Hell no. I love it. I love it.
All right,
it.
Lisa.
Ladies, thank you so much. Love you. Love you both.
Oh, you're most welcome, honey. You're most welcome.
Many
it's
blessings.
Always a treat when you call. And
many
blessings to you,
thank
too,
you.
Young lady.
Alrighty.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty.
Have a wonderful week.
Alright, have a good
okay. Get one more call in here. What? Go ahead.
I think we're just about out of here.
Yeah, that's true. It's only 2 minutes left, huh? I got cut off last night from a lady. I felt bad, but we went right up, and they just cut us off. So anyway, well, let me thank area code 772, area code 917, and 612. Thank you so much. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to get to your calls because we are down to the wire about 90 seconds here. Nina, I'm so glad you're back. Thank you so much. I hope you come on Sunday's show when you get the opportunity to come on Sunday. And thank you, Heather and Anna. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I am going to try and be at every show from now on, unless something happens, like an open house or something. But you will know about it ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we thank everybody around the world, chat room and on the phone. We really, as I always tell you guys, it is our pleasure and our honor to answer your questions. And the only thing that changes is up to you, you know, how you take the information and you deal with it. So hopefully we've blessed people tonight, ones that we said we're going to pray. We do put you on a prayer list. I pray, and Miss Nina does pray, too. So all I can tell you, and don't forget, tune in Wednesday at 6 p.m. To listen to Mr. Harry Pisanis speaking about his book, The Truth is a Lie. So you guys call in. I'm telling you, you're going to really enjoy this guy. His perception about life is truthful from what things that we were brought up. So, all right, Miss Nina, take us out, young lady.
Good night, everyone. Remember the full moon. Get your intentions out there. Put it under that full moon, and may they all come true. Pray for each other, love each other, and be kind to each other, please. Let's make this world a better place. Love you all. See you Sunday.
All right. Love you too. Thank you.
Night, all. Night, Heather.
Good night, Nina. Love you.